Hi, I'm Stan.
And I'm Shen.
And each week we bring you the Stan and Shen Show. And each week we talk about fun things through our travels throughout the capital region. We touch on food, we touch on news, try to touch heavily on good news. And Shen's always available with hot takes.
Yeah, so if you could follow along and listen to us every week on dailygazette.com or on all major streaming platforms, we'd love to have you join us.
All right. So as the kids say, it's been a minute since we've done this together.
I don't know if the kids are saying that anymore.
Is that already gone?
Legal has changed.
Oh, man. I gotta learn something new again?
Yeah, we're not saying fire anymore. I don't think we're saying lit. I know I can't keep up with it. We need to stop letting them determine things. I'm going to go on a separate tirade for time. We need to let this younger generation stop determining things because they think that they brought jelly shoes back. First of all, jelly shoes are hideous. But they thought they brought jelly shoes back. They didn't. That was way long ago.
Yes.
They thought they bought the fanny pack back just because they wore it over their shoulders. No. That was also something that shouldn't have been brought back. Like, it wasn't cute. It's not cute on the waist. It's not cute across the shoulders. It's not cute. Okay? If you catch me wearing one, I was probably forced into it.
Promo item, or
I had no pockets. It frustrates me because I'm like, we're letting this younger generation determine a lot. And these are the same kids that ate Tide Pods, so.
All right. You're not even 30 yet, and you're already entering the get off my lawn stage.
No, these damn kids. You know, when I was younger, I had to walk uphill both ways. Actually, I really did, though. But anyway. Yeah.
So welcome back to the Stan and Shen Show. And we've been gone for a bit, but we've been, can I say hella busy? No.
Is that hella busy?
Hella busy?
Yeah.
Is hella still a thing?
I don't
Probably
know.
Probably not.
We're going to make it a thing.
We're going to find out.
Period.
It's been at least a month, over a month. It was like the challenge.
If you asked me what I did a month ago, I'm not even certain I was alive. Okay.
So we had the challenge.
Yes.
And we ran 5Ks.
Correct.
I ran a virtual 5K. I ran the Lift Her 5K, first ever.
Correct.
And I will show you the video after.
Oh, okay.
Because you got a shout out on the video.
Oh.
And then you and Coach Erica.
Correct.
Ran the delightful Run for Women 5K.
My roughest run ever.
That was my roughest truck ride in my life because we were on the tailgate of that like work truck.
Listen, Stan, I don't want to hear it. I threw up after this race, okay? Like no one noticed because it was very discreet, but I was so sick that day. I came in, I was sick. I couldn't, first of all, my GPS sent me to the wrong spot, so I was already frustrated. It just didn't help. I thought eating a mint during, like, while running would help soothe my stomach. Did not. It was bad. And then, of course, we jetted at the end, like, because you got to cross this finish line, like, pros. And I think that downhill sprint at the end just did me over, and I was behind this one lady. I was like, excuse me. And as soon as I could cut through, I just, like, found a spot in the grass and kind of threw up a little bit.
Pete Sampras.
Sorry, this is kind of gross, everybody, but this is what happens sometimes. And then I needed that, and then I was pretty okay. I was shaky, but I was pretty okay. But yeah, I was roughing it because I had come off a weeks where we had just been so busy, and I had spent the like last 2 days doing stuff for Summerfest, moving like a hundred chairs and tables and putting chairs together and like moving things back and forth multiple times, and like it was a lot. And you know,
and we can see your work where.
Oh, you can see it across from Vice and Virtue where Summerfest is happening in the city parking lot on Broadway. Is that the Broadway lot? Yeah. And anyways.
So go enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yeah. Yes. I have enjoyed the chairs. They are all tested by me. So as long as you weigh what I weigh, they're solid.
And even if you weigh what I weigh, they're solid because I tested them also.
Aren't they comfortable?
They're hella nice.
Listen, boss lady, I'm just trying to keep two when we are done with this in my office for the winter. We'll store it in this office. Adirondack chairs.
I don't know how you're going to get that up because you've got a corner. You've got ups up and a turn. And
but they're not that big.
It's like the worst move-in ever.
Yeah, but I can do it. It'll be fine.
It'll be like sideways and you put one leg here.
It'll get done.
Okay. So the bet was early on, I thought it'd take me an hour. Again, sloth
the 5K.
No,
you really picked up running really well. Really,
and then,
really well.
So I did it in 39.
Yeah.
And
got to get you into the gym.
That was
so you
crazy.
See how hard it is to lift weights and run all at the same time.
And so the bet was 10 minutes. Shannon came across at 36.
No.
For 34?
34 something.
34.
Yeah, because it was the best I've ever done.
34.
Yeah, so while I was sick and I did throw up, it was literally the best race I've ever had.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even the ones getting back on the treadmill post this haven't been that good. But I also am not pushing myself as hard. Like, I feel like race day, you definitely push yourself harder because you'll see people and you'll be like, oh, I got to pass this person or I got to pass that. And it's like a little, almost like a little game in your head.
It's a different environment.
Yeah.
And I haven't.
And that sprint at the end, like my racing right now, like I'm not sprinting at the end of any of these. I'm just working on like breath and distance and stuff like that because I'm working on a 10K. I haven't signed up for a race. So everybody stop asking me.
I have not signed Shannon up for a race. I will never sign Shannon up for a race. I will let her know a race that I may be considering. And then if she would like to join me, I'd be more than happy to have her at my side for a minute. And then she can take off.
Yeah.
For the record.
Yeah. So I'm just doing it just to keep myself going. Plus, I haven't done a 10K in a long time. You know, I haven't ran this much since gyms were shut during COVID, and that was literally all you could do was they were like, go outside and do things. And so that's what I did. I would run.
And you ran and threw up, and then I still paid the bet.
You did.
Because we went to Burn Hills Cafe.
Yes, we did. It was much needed. I don't even remember what I got, but it was delicious.
I think you got pancakes.
No. I was going to get pancakes, but I got the burger.
Oh, yeah, yes. One with the burger again.
Yeah.
Yes. And you're very happy.
I was.
That's good.
Yes. I will tell you this, though. As many times as we've been there, the owner does not recognize my car. But I got a brand new car and we went to the Glenville Diner, the Queen, afterwards. And the owner was like, oh, got a new car. Congratulations. And I was like, either he overheard us or I've been here too much lately. And I know I've gone quite a few times in the past month. And I'm really trying to cut back because I got to get back on the health game for the 10K. I was like, but damn. I was like, yeah, I can't come back for a while. That's like when they know you at Dunkin' and you start becoming friends, stand, and they know you by voice before you even get up to the
window. Well, that's why Doubleday Diner, our friends at Doubleday, Jersey Jack says hello.
Oh, yes.
Always. Like, every time I see him.
I'm like, I got to stop.
You got to stop. Now I've been doing Mexican a couple nights a week, Thursday through Saturday.
Oh, don't tell me that.
It's good. Oh, burritos are phenomenal. Tacos are phenomenal. Yeah, we may have to do a...
We'll schedule something.
Yeah, we'll get it on the books.
Yeah.
Have your people call my people, so you call me.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, my people.
And then
I do need a secretary.
Yeah. And then in between, I even ran the Burnt Hills Mile.
Yeah.
Which
was like 90 degrees that day when you were doing it.
It was another hot one. There's a good photo of me as I had the cheering. I had the squad. I had the boss squad on. And I did that in under 12.
Yeah.
Because
you're doing a lot, though. You're going to have to take a break soon.
I'm on schedule.
Mean, you can keep running, but you might want to take a break from, like, how many races you're signing up.
I've done the one virtual that counted. Then I've done a couple running, you know, 5Ks.
Yeah.
And then now it's just been mileage. And then today, this morning, I did 4 miles to support Coach Erica.
Yeah, I'm supposed to do 3.7 this week in my training program, but apparently we're all doing 4, so I guess I'm doing 4.
It's 10%, you know, increase 10%, and I'm like at 3.5. I'm like, so 3.85, I'm like, I'm doing 4 for Coach.
Yeah, I'm supposed to do 3.7 for 10K training. But, I mean, part of my 10K training, which is like the harder part of it, is like, there are days I have to run that I'm also doing weightlifting, which makes it so much more tiring. Like, and I don't schedule them on the same day as leg day for the most part, but like even upper body day, like, so tomorrow, for example, will probably be the day that I go in to do like shoulders and biceps. I changed it around. And then I have to run 4 miles, which is exhausting because I just came off like 2 days ago doing upper day and then running a fartlek. Which, if you're unfamiliar, is like straight running, but it's like speed running. So you speed run for a certain amount of time,
right,
and then you come off from the speed, but you're still running. So it was 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off. And like, I didn't push myself nearly as much as I could for that one, just because I wanted to see how I was going to do, because it was such a longer time this time around. But like, it is exhausting on the body.
So we have the Fitness with Shen podcast coming out.
Exhausting on the body.
Shen training.
Remember to stretch, especially after 25.
I was, that's been, I tell you, following the run for women, the coaching and the plan and all the tips, you know, warming up, you know, doing a 5-minute fast walk to warm up, get the blood flowing, then do stretch, things like that.
Oh, I stretch and then I warm up.
It's been golden. And I changed one stretch for one time because I saw something else on my feed. And I came off and I was sore for a day or two. And now I just went back to the same stretch. It's gotten me through and it's been solid. So it's been fun. It's been different trails. Coach Erica's, you know,
she wants me back out on the trails. But for now, it's been especially this week, it's been the treadmills in the gym. And that was mainly because I had lost my pacing and I needed to get back to that before I could do outside. Because like when you can pace yourself on the treadmill, you sort of just set it at like 4.5, 5. And force yourself to stay at that for the most part. And also hill training, because it's hard for me to find places where I feel comfortable, especially as a woman going out there by myself to do running. Because I like to jam to music. I can't run without it. I literally will not run without it, in fact. I hate it, because I think a good song will keep you going. And sometimes you can pace yourself to the beat of a song and it'll push you a little bit more. So like, I've been doing a lot of indoor stuff, but I do know I have to get back outside. I'm such a trail person though. I do like trail running.
I enjoy it immensely.
I like trail running because then sometimes you get a good little spot where you can stop and take a break, a breather for a minute. It's like picturesque.
That I'm not aware of.
Oh, you're not going
I've been, the trail. Because the first time I posted the time, you said, did you run the whole time? I mean, you did send me that. You're like,
I gotta ask.
That was a good time. Did you run the whole time? I'm like, really?
Well, I always gotta ask, because if you didn't, I'm like, okay, well, like next time we do the 5K, let's make sure we run a little, you know, like even if it's like barely running, but it's kind of walking, like we gotta like just a little bit faster walk. Like,
I was doing that today. I'm like,
well, today it's hot. This week you gotta give yourself a break. Anybody working out?
So I'm like going, and it comes across at 1/2-mile intervals, and it's like 6 minutes, 58 seconds. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, should I be going faster? Because I feel like I'm shuffling at times. And I'm like, all right, but if I walk, it's going to be 20 minutes. So I guess I am faster. I guess I am moving.
Yeah.
And then the heart rate comes across and I'm like, okay, you're at 95%. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm pushing. So I'm good. Yeah.
Also, not that you can sponsor us moving forward, but shout out to Nike, the Nike running app, because Coach Bennett on there is my dude.
Okay, you got the Nike Bennett running app?
Yeah, I had to do the fartlek with a woman this week, and I forgot her name. And I was like, where's Coach Bennett? I was like, I have an uncanny like relationship and need to have this man in my ear when I'm running now. I don't want anybody else.
I'm just tunes. I'm just the Spotify playlist. I've got the running day. I got the race day lineup, and I've got the long day.
So lineup. You can play Spotify in the background with this, and they're not talking.
Then it just,
to you the whole time. They'll come on, and they'll be like, so sometimes when I have an easy run, he'll come on, and he'll be like, just to get you from not thinking about the run, he'll be like, he'll ask you a question. He'll be like, you know, my next question is, what was the hardest part of your day? And then you, in your head, would be thinking about the hardest part of your day. And then he comes back and he goes, okay, well, here's, like, how we need to look at that. And so I really like that. And then it'll just be motivation, or, like, oh, we're going to do a form check. You know, is your breathing in check? If not, back off a little bit. Is your steps in check? You know, is your flow right? Are you leaning a little bit forward? Are your shoulders down and your arms loose and moving to your side correctly? And those are very important when you're running. So, but anyways, it's not meant to be a podcast about fitness. So we got to move on.
Okay.
Next topic.
So that was pretty much past, right? Because you launched. So we ran.
We ran.
You launched helped launch Summerfest.
We're not producing. I just want to note, because we get a lot of questions on it on our Facebook page.
Supporting.
Yes, we are a support mechanism for it. We run the play zone alongside, you know, that was in partnership with Metroplex in the city. So we run the play zone, which is like the pickleball and the cornhole and all and the giant Connect Four. So we have all of that, but we are not the producers of this event. So
support.
Yeah, we just help promote it. We just help promote it.
Gotcha. So we launched that, and then Jazz on J just took off at Square.
Correct. Yeah,
and we also then helped promote. We just previously we talked to the wonderful Kathy Gatta and Jason
Laqui
from Schenectady, who's just Jason from Schenectady County. And so that was great. And then we circled back and got back together and then talked about a little bit about the past. And then a little present is, I guess it's a present because you got a new car, new to you car.
Yeah, I have a new to me car. Yeah. Yeah, it was time.
It was time.
It was time because my car is 6 years old, and I feel like that's a and like the way things are going currently with the economy, I was like, if we're going to do it and you really want to try and get in the car that you actually wanted to begin with, now would be the time before things get even more expensive. And I walked away with a great deal. So first of all, props to my grandparents because my financial advisors, I think I introduced them as these are my financial advisors, Sherry and Rich. It's grandma and grandpa. But I don't make any big decisions without talking to my grandma, who's always taught me how to be better about handling my finances to the point where, like, shout out for anybody who wants to date me. I have a 794 credit score, so you're welcome.
So there's no financial baggage coming into the relationship.
No. And financial. I have one student loan left. And after that, the only loans that I have are my car. And the only debt that I have is credit cards, which are literally all set to be paid off monthly by my bank. So everything is set. I don't write checks. I hate it. I would rather just say the bank is going to pay it and ensure that the money is in the bank always. I do not like to owe people. I don't like debt. I don't like any of that.
Is that on the profile? Are you going
to
add it?
No, I probably have to add it. It's getting rough out there. Really need to delineate who can and cannot afford.
You're just going to do like credit check, credit score, and like the green check mark emoji.
Yeah.
Not the red X.
Must have a 750 or higher.
There you go.
That'll really weed them out.
So that's like, so it's like.
Maybe I'll go 700.
First question is, how much do you bench?
How much do you bench? Yeah.
How much and then what's your credit score? Well, okay. How much?
Are you only hitting upper or do you actually participate in leg day? Running is a plus. We'll give extra points. We'll give extra aura points to that. But yeah, so I got a newer car. It is a 2024. It had about 37,000 miles on it when I got it, which I turned mine in just as it needed an oil change. It was about 60,000 miles. So it's a fantastic car. I told them, I literally put a bet. I was like, I guarantee you, when you get this up to the standards that you wanted, because it's a little bit that, you know, it's a little wear and tear on it. I said, it will sell in less than 2 weeks. The lady next to us wanted to buy it, but it was red and she didn't want red. But yeah, so gave up my car. That was Cammy. So now my car is Cammy Jr. Because I got to keep the same license plates. So excited about that. It makes all the difference between leather and cloth seats. If you ever buy a car, get the cloth seats. I'm telling you, in this heat wave.
There's a whole diatribe about leather seats and Shannon that really created this.
Also, if you do buy the leather seats, just know that it comes with care. You're apparently supposed to put conditioner on them, which I didn't do for 4 years, so. But they were still fantastic looking. Anyway, so yeah, so that's the new news.
That's one of the pieces of new news.
That is, yes.
And then there's the bigger news.
Correct, which this will launch the day that we actually have our first meeting. So the timing couldn't be better to announce that. I'm not leaving DSIC, though this title is going to sound like I've taken on a grander role that pays. This is volunteer only. I'm taking over as the program director of Schenectady Shares. You know, this is previously being run jointly by Doreen DeToro and Mike Aragosa and Jackie Clue over there, you know, and they Mike and Doreen were the chairpersons and, you know, they love to help, but they really didn't want to be the chair people of it. Which I can understand, you know, they have roles in both the city and the county as officials there, and they do so many other things. And so You know, this wasn't really their forte. Mike's all about the distribution. Doreen wants to help in whatever other committee she can help on, which is totally great. We had some discussions. I raised my hand and was like, I guess I can do this. So I'm doing it. I'm helping to lead the charge, and I think we have a great team behind us. And I'm excited. I think you're going to see more of a presence from us in the county, because we've talked about here before, is, you know, there is a growing need to feed people in our community, and it's not going away anytime soon. If anything, it'll probably get worse before it gets better. And I think that's a part of sort of like what I really want to hone in on this year. It comes with a lot of work and a lot of decision making. I'm not the best when it comes to decision making. Not that I don't make good decisions. I just hate having to always make decisions sometimes. So if you ever ask me where I'm going to go for food, please don't ask me. Just tell me where we're going to go, because I am just to the point where like I make enough decisions all day long. So, but I will complain if you take me somewhere you know I'm not going to like. Just keep that in mind.
That will also be on
the dating profile. Yes.
On the profile.
But yeah, so I mean, I think it's going to be good, but because I know this is coming next, but it does mean that something does have to come off of my day to like my sort of my scheduling and all of that, which is going to be the podcast for at least the foreseeable future, because it is an undertaking. There is time that has to go into it in between several projects we have going on at DSIC, and this is a really busy time for us this year. And now the undertaking of this and sort of getting it Schenectady Shares where I think it can be, and really sort of making things more efficient and stuff like that, and really getting structure in place and getting us out in the community more. It is just so much of an undertaking that I'm basically doing two jobs at once right now. And so something had to give somewhere, and it wasn't going to be the gym, because I need that mentally.
We need you at the gym.
At that and sweet treats every once in a while keeps me from ending up in jail. It's been great. We've made it to 51 episodes. We've had so many great people on here, and it's not to say that it couldn't come back. It's just, at least for the foreseeable future, I needed something to just not be something else that's on the plate. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
And a lot for people. Just to clarify for some people, in case there's any doubts or anything like this, Shannon still likes me. Maybe.
I do.
I did.
Don't worry.
I did complete the rider. I did bring in coffee again, so that will never change. But for us to do this podcast, and again, we revisited the podcast like as soon as we turned 50, and like we were literally like, not rebranding, but like relaunching, and like we were coming out, we were going to come out on fire.
Yeah.
We were like just going to start rocking. Yeah. And I'm great. And thank you for that, because that pushed me for the other projects to do things that became important. That were obvious maybe on the outside, but some great advice from good friends just to make everything better and provide more value to what we do and when we do it and how we do it and things like that. So we were like ready to like start crushing. And then this opportunity came up for you, which you had to raise your hand because you do. And it's like, as soon as you told me about that, I'm like, this is going to hurt. Just like when she said she was leaving the Gazette, it hurt. But for all the good, right reasons, that just putting a pin in it. Because like I said, we were joking before. I'm like, we still got at least five a year in us, because of our relationship personally and business wise, you've got big things coming. Like I said, you know, the joke about 8 weddings a year, you probably got 12 to 15 at DSIC, those big events. So those big announcements, Shen's coming back to run the show. Yeah, I run the board. Sure. She runs the show.
Yeah. That's not to say we can't do, you know, special ones of like Stan and Shen, or I can't appear on Stan and Friends. And that it may not come back in the wintertime when things typically tend to slow down for small businesses, and is a prime opportunity to get some of our small business owners in to really talk to them and stuff. It's just that at this current moment, my plate is so full that I, like, for example, went home, took work home last night after the boss told me not to. The laptop did not make it out of the bag. Well, she'll be happy to know. The laptop did not make it out of the bag because Shannon made it to the couch to sit down. And I was eating salad and I fell asleep. I fell asleep eating the salad because I was like, I need to eat dinner. So that I can shower and wash my hair, and then I can do a little bit of DSIC work, and then I can do a little bit of Schenectady Shears work and like check in on things about that and all these other things. And my body was just like, no, you need to sleep. And I mean, part of that has been the heat this week, but it's also been like, we're so busy with DSIC stuff that, you know, there are things that end up getting taken home. That's just the way the job is. And that I have to get done because other things pop up during the day, like the wonderful ribbon cutting we had at the Rock Squared yesterday. So welcome them to downtown Schenectady. And we have other ones coming up. So, you know, things get pushed because other things have to happen and they may take longer than we anticipate, or a meeting pops up and that has to happen, or, you know, it takes a little bit longer to create a design for something like for one of our projects that we haven't announced yet. What it is, it took us
which is
longer.
Part of the Stan and Shen show where Shen goes, oh, I got this big thing, I can't tell you about it, which will not end, but she will do to me continuously in our ongoing relationship, and I will just sit there and grit my teeth, and then I'll find out about it.
Anyways, the point is that some of the design elements for that I think took longer than both, you know, Maureen and I were anticipating. Just because we're very nitpicky about things. Well, nitpicky sounds harsh. We're very detail-oriented about things.
You want it how you want it. And yes, that's the way both of you are, because you're both, and again.
Yeah.
Let me just get, so again, we joked about it on the previous podcast about the Batman and Robin. But just, there's, and again, I have no shame in saying this. If you haven't heard it, Shannon, I tell people all the time, there's no two better women to be in DSIC than yourself and Maureen. I think it's a perfect match. I think you live and breathe downtown, and the organization's so fortunate to have both of you. And again, it's a podcast, and sometimes it's like kind of quirky and funny and clunky and things like that. But everything takes time. We don't have bookers. We're the bookers.
Yeah.
I book them, you book them. And then now with different roles, it's like, we try to become beholden to our guests because we value their time.
Yeah.
But then, like, we've got to move the entire chessboard to get them in for that 45 minutes to an hour and just pray something breaking doesn't happen on my end, but then another meeting comes up or something gets dropped on your plate. So that's part of it also, is that it's hard.
Yeah, and I mean,
and it's like, and it's just it, this is a it, it's a labor of love. We're not getting paid for this.
Yeah,
we're not getting paid for this.
Yeah, and like definitely, like, you know, I don't have nearly as many meetings as, you know, Maureen does, so my time is a little bit more flexible. But it does mean, like, especially right now we're in the middle of projects, like I'm still shifting things for those projects, and those projects still have deadlines.
Correct.
And there's things that still have to be done. And so, like, it also just takes a lot of time, because we, you know, there can be moments where we go back and forth with a guest 3-4 times, and then we're like, well, the podcast isn't happening for a month because we didn't have another. And like, you always got to have a backup,
And we try to make the podcast so timely too.
Yeah.
So yeah, if something falls through.
Yep.
You were like, well, we can sit here and talk about, you know, Stewart's ice cream.
Yeah.
Or we can just not go this week.
Yeah.
And part of that, too, is part of this relaunch was this recommitment to a schedule and a drop date and things like that. And it was in a sense, it was more work.
Yes.
For both of us, because we do share this. As I joke that I run the board and Shen runs the show. But again, it's a labor of love. We do it to support, it's value added for both our organizations, the Daily Gazette or the Gazette News Group and DSIC, and to support those who support us, whether it be in the media or in the Gazette, or that are prominent players within downtown Schenectady and good citizens and good businesses that, you know, want to get their word out, or we want to get the word out for them, because again, you know, we have the jump off is the Stan and Friends. And I like to say just that I think pretty much 99% of the people we run into eventually do become friends in one way, shape, or form. They become acquaintances, but you become friendly with them is like the lowest rung on the ladder for us. And then we got people that are just genuine, like we genuinely, truly, truly care about that we've discovered through our jobs here. And, you know, I don't want to name drop, but they've been guests on our show once or twice or more. So you know who those people are. And we hold them near and dear to us. And we really almost wanted to have more. We wanted to do this even more often and things like that. And it became like the third and fourth job for us. And it's like, okay, this one pays the bills. This is the commitment. This is the career. This is the value commitment for my spiritualness and my heart and soul that we both have. And then, you know, having, you know, this. So it's a pin. It's like, we're going to be around. We're not going to be as regular and in this iteration. But, you know, as Brian Krause said, who's going to play us out here from Charms, you know, Stan and Shen Show, keep kicking ass. You know, that's not changing.
Yeah. And I just want to toss in there because I think it's important to note this, that like, I think a lot of people think that like when it comes to events or when it comes to stories, they just happen and they don't just happen. This isn't magic. This isn't like the magic of TV and things just happen. You know, we can just create a background or whatever. Like there is a lot of time, effort, and work that goes into this. And sometimes it's a group of people and sometimes it's two people and sometimes it's one person. There's a lot of work that goes into this. And I hope that this podcast or that we have at least, you know, let people know just how much goes into this so that they can spread that and they can support local journalism and local small businesses more, because you talk about a labor of love, like those, all of these things are such a labor of love. No one goes into owning a small business thinking that they're going to make riches. No one goes into journalism to write stories thinking they're going to make riches, because I can tell you, what I found in both of those careers, though I've never been a small business owner, is that is exactly how it does not go. they know that from the beginning. They're getting into it because they love what they do. And I've seen it from both ends. I've seen it as a journalist and I've seen it as someone who has to help promote local businesses. The people who do these things, these jobs, you know, they do it because they want to. They do it because they, in their body and their heart, tells them they need to. And so I hope that people, you know, the biggest thing they take away from this while we take this intermediate pause is that to support that, to be open to supporting that, to do your best in any way that you can to lift that up in our community. Because if we lose that, if we lose local journalism, we lose small businesses, what do we have? What do we have? We got nothing.
Yeah, nobody went into journalism. No one's going to confuse a journalism career, a career in not-for-profit, DSIC. No one's going to confuse entering your own business with Bitcoin. This machine does this and it's worth $60,000 right now. I still don't understand it. And I'm supposed to be the business editor. So that's another tutorial I have to go through with people that are smarter than I. So I'm sure there's enough Siena graduates that can walk me through this to do that as we talk about everything else. But it has, you know, truly been a pleasure. It has been... It's been a highlight. It's been
always a pleasure, never a chore.
I wasn't even going to do that tonight. I wasn't even going to do that today. I wasn't going to do it.
I'm pretty certain I got it down on the first go around.
You did. That's the other reason why I didn't do it. But
I mean, after you butchered my name earlier.
Oh my God. Just let me tell you, thank God I have to spell it. And I usually have somebody else to double check it. The, 51. I mean, the statistics are a podcast that goes 12 episodes is a winner.
Oh, we won.
And so we hit 12 and I was like joking about it. Like, really? I'm like, no, then if you do.
Oh, we won what? 12 times over?
12 podcasts and then, you know, 50 and more and the listening values. And that was also part of the relaunch too, is like doing some really heavy digging on like, where are the numbers at? Where are we? And things like that as part of the the relaunch and the rebrand and things like that, which will carry over to the other projects.
Listen, we can always be like Metroland and we can come back.
Yeah, it'll be Stan and Shen now. We may go Shen and Stan.
Listen, it'll be Stan and Shen squared.
We got to call him. You know what? That'd probably be a tougher logo to get printed. So, but no, it's been fun, and it's been again a joy, a pleasure.
Sometimes a headache.
Millions. I'm gonna say a million laughs over the 5 years.
Yeah, I laughed so hard earlier today. I almost, you know how sometimes you get that little pinch in the back because you laugh too hard. Almost had one of those.
And it's been, and the people we've met and the people that become part of the show and the people that talk about the show, and whenever they see one of us, hopefully, I know they do for me, they probably don't for you. Whenever they see me, like, where's Shen? They probably don't ask you where Stan is, but that's okay.
Listen, I was just happy that for our last one, we got Jason on. That was like,
that was
a top tier guest I wanted to have. I am a little sad we didn't have to use the beep. I texted Maureen right after and I was like, Jason was on and he didn't swear.
But we still have the beep.
Maybe you should just randomly beep him somewhere.
Just somewhere.
And then you can listen back and be like, I'll call you up and it'll be like, what the damn?
That's why I put it in.
We're going to be like, listen, we had to do it somewhere. Just put it at the end, but make it really long. Like, you know, at the end where he goes, oh, I don't have much to add to that. And then he adds. And then at the end, just
all right.
One long one.
So we're approaching the midnight hour.
Okay. Goodbye.
Favorite podcast? Which one's been your favorite?
Oh, God. Oh, I wasn't prepared for that. Oh, no. Nope. I can't do it. I can't do it. I wasn't prepared. I'd have to scroll back through because 50 is a lot. And just to remind myself of all of them again. And I'm not saying that some were forgettable, but we've done so many that I'm like literally at the... I'm having what they call, and this is for everybody who has ever wondered what this is called. This is called TOTS, tip of the tongue syndrome, where it's like right there, but you can't remember it. And so it's like it's stuck literally on the tip of your tongue. I'm having one of those. So we're going to skip that question.
Okay. So some of my favorites are.
Oh, okay. Probably the beep.
The beep is priceless. There is a beep on the Stan and Shen Show podcast where we did top four albums. And under her breath, Shannon dropped the F-bomb. And it just tickled me to no end.
You know what? One of my top ones can be Schenectady Shares. I just think it was a profound, profound one. And one of my other, I don't want to say favorite, but like top ones we did of importance was the recent one we did honoring the legacy of
Chris Hunter,
because that was very important for our community to hear about his legacy. And so that's two. I'm sure I'll come up with another one.
The other one is the podcast that almost broke it all, which is on school budgets.
Oh, school budgets. I forgot about that one.
Ooh, where budgets. Shen literally like yelled at me on the podcast and was across the desk.
I was ready to flip a table.
If she could have flipped this thing, she probably could now. You were hot. And that's where we got the boxing bell in. Cause you were, out of all the times you've been mad at me, and God knows there's enough of them sometimes daily, because at times I am an ass. I have references. I have receipts. Rita's got receipts. Shen's got receipts. You were hot. I don't think you had ever been that mad at me on a subject.
And I just want to note that I'm still right.
Regarding a conversation of funds for music and arts in school on austerity budgets, and then sports seemingly always seems to survive. And then Stanley made the mistake of sharing what he said for way too many years: sports has better PR. And she let loose. But it was great. It was a great response. It was a passionate response. And I think it was appropriate to show two different sides, two people that can disagree on something and still get along and communicate and talk. And
I just found school budgets on here.
See the, talk it through. So that was great. But then some of the other ones are also two things, and they're both yours. But when we first talked about Schenectady Shares, and your poignant explanation of why Schenectady Shares is important to you then, as you just came on board as a volunteer, and then the passion you have for it, which then makes you one of the ideal people to become the program director at Schenectady Shares, is worth a listen to continue to support Schenectady Shares, because she's not going anywhere. Schenectady Shares is not going anywhere. The problem's not going anywhere. And then also, you know, within the family, and you are part of it, you know, talking about health issues. And we've talked about cervical cancer with my goddaughter, Devin. We've talked about breast cancer with Rita, with the BRCA gene and being a breast cancer survivor. And then also you going through, you know, an exam and a scare and wait and life changes that entire time until you get that result. And then still, it's a little bit of a breather, but then you're still 6 months and 6 months and 6 months and 6 months. But that's what's made this special, is us bringing the humanity along with the humor, and still trying to get Stewart's as a sponsor and getting her ice cream.
Yeah. I will say the great thing, and I think this is my favorite part about having done the podcast. I don't necessarily have a favorite top episode. I have tops. Is that I think, and I wrote about this the other day, given the recent tragedies that have happened in the Capital Region over like the last month, and it's been really difficult. And I've talked to people personally about how, like, I don't cover these stories anymore. I don't know these people, but I cried. I cried because everybody knows someone who has a nephew, you know, they have a nephew or niece or whatever, who have been the ages of any of these kids that have recently, you know, died. And it's been tough. It's been tough in the Capital Region. And I think a lot of the time people think that journalists are heartless because they have to put on a face, and very rarely do you see them break. The few times you have, it's been like big moments like school shootings where you've seen like Anderson Cooper live on TV crying. And it is very rare that that happens. And people go like, oh my God, like, you know, it's more profound. But I think people think that because you have to put on a face to get through the day, to get to ask the hard questions, or that we're asking the hard questions, that we're heartless as people. But we're not. Journalists definitely are not. They have kids, or want kids, or know kids, or families, or have gone through the same situation. But someone has to do that job. Someone has to ask those questions. Because if not them, then who? Who's going to hold public officials and police and everybody else involved in these things accountable to the degree that they should be? You know, who's going to find out this information? And, you know, I feel like this podcast is both from when I was a journalist to now, and like with you, really brings out a side that people don't necessarily always see. So like, you know, I feel like a lot of people see me as one way, and I'm very hardworking and I'm very dedicated, but I don't think people see like the things that I've been through in life and how it's changed me or impacted me, and how that determines who I am as a person moving forward. And I think it's given us that opportunity to show people that we have fun. We're just like you. You know, we make mistakes. Things happen. You know, we lose family members. Like, we're not robots over here that are just churning out stories, yeah, or just churning out projects or just putting together events. We're people.
Yeah.
We're people.
And we went through this together when we had back-to-back shootings.
Correct.
And losses of lives together.
Yeah.
It was Saratoga County, which was horrible. And we still had the, you know, you got to do the thing.
Yeah.
You got to do the thing. And then, you know, I drew the short straw for 2 weeks in a row. Not happy. I mean,
yeah,
pretty miserable, almost. You know, and people don't see that because you're there and you're getting the shot or you're making the phone calls, you're asking the questions. And we got a whole news team and we have the whole office working on these things because people want to know, and there's questions to be answered, and we can do a whole diatribe on flow of information, which you've kind of covered on your Facebook page, and I'm working on a story regarding that And we all are. And Mark Mahoney actually wrote an editorial about it. But there's the human moments. And even in, you know, when people don't, even the TV kids, because they're all kids. Everybody's a kid to me now. They're not, it's not the 1940s black and white. So tell me what happened. It's not that. They'll ask the question because they're there to ask the question. But then when the camera's off, that's when those people we've talked to understand the compassion.
Yeah.
Because for the most part now, local media, these are young kids. These are 24, 25-year-old kids.
And
this might be their first tragedy they've covered.
Yeah. And I will say this, like, and this is something a lot of people don't see happen is like, you know, when the cameras go off, there is an understanding in the room between public officials, police, and the media. And everyone understands that everyone is there to do a job that day. And they're not always going to like the questions we ask. We're not always going to like the answer they give. But everyone in that room understands that everybody is there to do a job that day. And we're all just trying to do our best in that moment.
That's right.
And it's really hard. And it frustrates me to no end that people do not get to see that all the time. Because, like I said, I think people think we're just robots.
Well, that's what books are for.
Yeah.
That's when you get to get it all out.
Yeah.
But even in those fun times, every once in a while, you get the, I asked Chuck Schumer a tough question because it was near and dear to my heart about dairy pricing.
Yeah.
Because he was here touting, you know, breaking up monopolies and chicken and the chicken processors and the meat processors. And I understand we want to break those up and break that monopoly and get the price down for the consumer. And I said, Senator, the federal government controls the cost of milk, what farmers are paid. Can we revisit? Is there revisiting that? And I usually when he leaves, he says goodbye and things like that.
Because
we've come in, I got kind of like, I'll see you. So I think I don't think he was a fan of that moment because I asked that question. But sure enough, they came back and they signed for another 5 years. But I think there can always be more done. I think from what we see, we always think more can be done. But you know as much as anyone, you know, and you're from what you've seen, how things slowly grind along in legislatures and committees and things like that.
I know I get the whole other end of seeing how everything that I used to ask questions about actually gets done and why it takes so long to get responses. And it's a whole nother perspective now that I have on everything. And it's just, yeah, I just wish more people would understand that the people behind the scenes are not heartless, especially in journalism, and support that more because especially as we come up by the time this runs, we're past the 4th of July, but 250 years of this country. And the thing that made this country great was freedom of the press. Go back in the history books, guys, and see how much freedom of the press played a role in the Revolutionary War. It used to be a great PBS show that I don't know the name of it.
Tip of the Tongue Syndrome.
I used to get up all the time to watch it, and it would talk about literally like Benjamin Franklin and the press at
Rita's
the time.
Rita's on all the time.
Yeah.
She watched Jefferson. She wanted something else. They're replaying him now.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So we're going to get out of here.
Yep.
You sure you want to put a pin in it? Because this has been great. You don't want to come back next week?
Next week is busy.
Okay.
This week is so busy. Next week there are so many things.
Okay. So if you want to know what's going on in Schenectady, downtown Schenectady on Facebook, on Instagram, best places, social media queen is there along with Maureen. If Shannon's not there, Maureen's there. Sometimes Maureen's there and Shannon's there. So you get a twofer, which is pretty awesome. And I'm going to miss this.
Am I supposed to say I'm going to miss it? Because you already know I'm going to miss this. Just trying not to cry, Stan.
Well, I was waiting for you to say, I'm going to miss the podcast. And I was going to go, or I love the podcast. And I was going to sit here and go, and? Oh, yeah, you too. Is what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be. But 52, stay tuned for 53.
At some point down the road.
I can't wait.
And I'm going to end this on a Taylor Swift quote because you know I think it's a good one. I'm not going to read the extra long, like the full quote of it, but like we'll chop it. Thanks Goodreads for helping me pull this one up because I couldn't remember it word for word. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, to me, fearless is not the absence of fear. It's not being completely unafraid. To me, fearless is having fears. Fearless is having doubts, lots of them. To me, fearless is living in spite of those things that scare you to death. So I think that's more of a quote about new beginnings than anything else and living life beyond that. So
I'm going to say it because...
Oh, God, you're going to throw in your quote at the end always?
Is there not, I mean, after the 2 weeks that I've been here?
All right, fine.
Out of the weeks and the tragedy and things like that?
All right, I'm going to let you have this one. Okay.
And I don't think I can mean it any more.
Love your life.
Than I do tonight. Love your life. It's the only one you got.
Do you see how I have it down? It like haunts me at night. Sometimes I wake up and I go, love your life. It's the only one you got. To nobody but me in the room.
Stan and Shen, stay tuned.
Hey, Shen, it's Brian Krause here. I hear you're doing great things on the show and the newspaper, and I want to say, oh, look at that. How sexy is that? Same guy? I don't know. Listen, word is, keep it up. You're kicking ass. And to the Stan and Shen show, keep rocking. I'm Brian Krause. Much love.